T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us live this morning, Mary Prusky, Save Our Buffalo Churches, talking about the Bishop's trip to the Vatican and meeting with the Pope in Rome. Mary, thanks so much for being on with us once again.
Good morning.
When I listened to the bishop yesterday, read what he had to say, he described the Pope as very supportive of his efforts and the plan that the diocese has moving forward. What did you take from what you heard from the bishop over the past 24 hours?
Well, good morning. Hearing from the bishop, he has a special talent for putting positive spin and information behind what he wants people to feel assured about. But what we really have is a problem with everything he didn't say, or things that once we study what he says, kind of gives us a better reality picture of probably what was happening. We're sure that as he met with the dicasteries, clearly some mentorship was happening, which, of course, we would be grateful for, because the dicasteries have seen clear themes since they didn't talk about individual parishes. Our themes amongst the parishes that have gone through recourse are consistent. We lack trust. We have ethical concerns. We've got poor leadership because this is an imposed type of quote-unquote renewal that is doing everything but renewing the diocese, as poor everybody in Buffalo and the diocese realizes. He has an interesting interpretation of what the dicasteries have done for him so far. He mentioned that there's 11 decisions handed down that supported the diocese. Well, in truth, at least the decisions that Save Our Buffalo Churches has received, there are two-part decisions, and the part they upheld was that the diocese cannot start using the parish money to use in the bankruptcy exit. And where they said they uphold the mergers, they offered the evidence that they used, and that's incorrect data. So the recourse continues because these parishes have all gone right back in and following the canon law process and giving that correct data. So we're waiting to hear if now they will consider what that new data is. If not, we've got the apostolic signatura, which is the Supreme Court. We are going all the way, and Rome has got to be saying there's something here that all these people are having an outcry. So it's the smoke or the positive spin that kind of just leaves you thinking we don't have much substance here, and we need to see healing. We need to see trust. He says, follow the process. Well, this process needs to be reformed. It's not a good process. It's dividing people, more people than it is unifying, because, of course, they claim that some parishes are doing well with the renewal process. We don't feel that it's a very positive renewal at all. It's dividing more than it's helping. So it needs to be reformed. And we need the bishop and his staff to truly listen. And he admitted that communication could be better, which we appreciate. But it has to be two-way, and it has to be with the people, not just his core group of yes-men, if you will. Even as he said, you know, we have to cooperate and work together. Just yesterday, one of our parishes received email communication saying, you need to find two trustees that will sign off on sending the money, and you need to do this right away. That's what they actually communicate, but then he says on air that we're going to work together. It's a flawed, bad process, and it needs to be reformed.
Okay.
And that's what we're standing on and fighting for.
It was a one-sided interview. We heard from the bishop. We've not heard from anyone else for his 8-day trip to Rome. 30 minutes of it was spent with the Pope, but we know he had other meetings. Where does it stand, the parishes that are objecting to the diocese using unrestricted savings for the settlement? Where does that stand right now?
Great question, Susan. And we do have developments there. Several of our parishes have received letters back from the dicastery with a decision. So it's you know, a final decision that the assessment process all by itself, the June and July melee of taking the money, that process they have suspended, and they said, quote unquote, they have grave concerns about the legality of this process. And that is a dicastery decision, and we're waiting to hear a final decision as they review the rest of our parishes that filed appeal there. So they have said, stop this, but it only applies to those few parishes. So we are waiting to hear on the rest of them, as well as the decrees that I had said that came back about the mergers. Those were half successes in saying, once again, the money cannot be taken from the parishes if you sell anything. So we have two separate decisions with the same theme that the diocese may not use the individual parish money for the bankruptcy. Sure, the Pope is concerned about how do we exit bankruptcy with these problems in place. And we didn't expect that he would have a decision, but it was kind of a go back and figure this out. And you need to have a successful outcome. We're struggling with, this is not the right process to get us out of bankruptcy. This is hurting more people against all the poor victims that were hurt years ago. This has to change.
Do you think that the bishop being in Rome with the Pope brings you closer to that resolution or to something being different?
There's a chance, yes, that it could bring us closer because the bishop had said that he is going to maintain more communication with the dicasteries. In every one of our letters that we've received a decision, the dicastery writes, we have placed ourselves in communication with him. So we're hoping that as they make a decision, they talk to him more about what was wrong and maybe give him more mentorship because, again, the outcry for the unethical and the lack of trust, saying one thing and doing another, we have so many examples of, they've got to say this, there is a problem on both sides here, and you have to find a way through this. A true shepherd would sit down and listen to his people, not this one-way communication all the time, and not with just your yes people. We need to have someone who will be family with us rather than a dictator with us.
Mary, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Mary Pruski with Save Our Buffalo Churches.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.